Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Let me ask you guys a question, and I don't have all of the details on it, but I was really, I think because I come from a family of toxicity and a family of cutoffs, that sometimes my default is, hey, if your family is giving you that hard a time, maybe you can like take a little bit of a break just to get to the healthy side of things. So let me just, I've got a guy friend that has been married for, let's say, 6-7 years, right? And he comes from a very religious background. The family that he married into, very religious also. Everybody loves each other. The chemistry has been fantastic. It is one big, happy, working family. Except he found out about 6 months ago she's been cheating on him. All right? So they've gone through therapy together. This dude's heart, he's so betrayed. I think he feels a lot like I would also. I mean, trust is a really big issue. And feeling like that deep or that big of a fool, I think my heart would just get shut off. Because apparently the affair has been going on for a long time, right? So he confides in his parents and he tells the entire family, like, I don't think I can do this. In fact, I know I'm going to file for divorce. I can't do this anymore. And now for 6 months, they have been peppering this dude to stay in the marriage, like really pressuring him hard to stay in, even though he goes from mom to dad to auntie to uncle. None of them are supporting him in the way he's feeling about it and are sort of ostracizing him and going to her and saying, like, we're doing everything we can to keep this thing together for you, but the loyalties now seem really screwed up.
I mean, how lonely does one have to feel to have to like to go right through that when you're leaning on your family to support you and one of the toughest decisions you've ever made, and they're basically turning their backs on you saying, yeah, we can't support you because we don't agree with what you're doing.
And not only that, but going to the wife.
Oof.
And like, oh, wow, almost saying like, we can't talk him into, he's just not thinking clearly here. You guys are such a great couple. We understand that you're the one that stepped out of the marriage. However, you guys should still keep it together.
I would feel a bit betrayed in that case by my family if I were in that situation. And as close as I am to my family and as much as I love and honor their opinions on my life, at the end of the day, I think they know I'm going to do what I want. And you have to be in that relationship every day. You have to do the forgiving and the constant, like, trying to get through it. They're not going to be there every step of the way. So for me, it would be irrelevant what their opinions were.
Yeah, I mean, this is heartbreaking. And I think this is one of those situations where you just have to recognize that their loyalty to your marriage is right now trumping their loyalty to their relationship with you. And that's sad. And I think it's going to take probably years for them to get over the fact that you are going to do what's best for you. And in this case, I completely agree. It does seem like the best course of action is for you to get divorced, because the last thing you want to do is to feel isolated in your marriage and also isolated within your family. So this is the start of a very long road, but I also think it's the right road to go down.
I think when you have toxic families members or families who are acting in toxic ways, there's a pivotal moment in your relationship that sort of breaks it, where you're like, I'm out, I'm done. And it doesn't mean you cut them off, but it just sort of means you distance yourself. And I think it is isolating and very lonely. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that the relationship is fractured forever. But in a way, I think it can be very freeing as well if you make that step. Like, just allowing somebody else's opinions to weigh you down, especially when you care about them so much and it's supposed to be the group who has your back no matter what, and all of a sudden they don't. But if you can get to that point where you're like, screw it, whatever. You know what? That's their opinion. I'm not going to deal with it. They don't have my back. I don't need them anymore. And you find your other family, I think that can be freeing, and it can help with, I guess, perspective a little bit.
This would be such a pivotal moment in my relationship with my family, though, when I really needed you more than any other time, that not only did you, like, see my side of things and just wanted me to be happy, but you actually took the extra steps to support my significant other or my wife that was cheating on me. I don't know that I could get over that.
Now, that's a permanent record thing.
That's a permanent record thing, right?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't get over it. My dad was he always preached that to the family. Like, regardless of how much I love your significant other, the moment they are not your significant other, I am with you, period. That's the way that it goes. There's no way around that. So, yeah, I couldn't get past that type of betrayal.
Yeah, it's a kind of betrayal that cuts deep, because if your own family isn't standing by you, I think psychologically you're going to start to believe, well, who will? If everybody is siding with everybody else in this situation, I would cut off my family.
At least for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't think like it has to be permanent, but, and then I felt so bad. Like, who else do you turn to? If you can't turn to your family for something like that, who else should you be able to turn to? I guess you got friends, but that's a temporary breakup for me with the family.
Blocked. Absolutely.
Get it. The Burt Show.